This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Happy, happy Friday, baby. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 6:08. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Actually, I want to work. I've got a lot to say. So gather around, my friends. Yeah, and the weekend is here. Going to be nice today. A little shower maybe in the evening. Get the grass green. And then for the weekend, middle 70s, sunny, perfection. Whether you are just going to sit inside and watch the Masters all day, which some people may do.
It could happen.
Or you could be going to the Orange and Blue game. That will start at 1, but you know the festivities and all the things going on start about 11, and expected a pretty big crowd. So, you know, just keep in mind. It'll be like virtually like a regular game day. It's going to be busy, all right, but fun. And, oh, speaking of the Masters, second round begins today. Justin Rose, old cuzzy from overseas, he's got the lead. 7-under 65, three-shot lead. And we'll see if he can hang on. All right. What else is going on? Rock the country. We're going to have tickets, a chance for you to win tickets Monday. Rock the Country, the big festival featuring Kid Rock, Hank Jr., Nickelback, Tracy Lawrence, and a whole lot more coming to Ocala May 9th and 10th. A festival for We the People and 97.3 The Sky. We have your tickets, and you listen Monday morning to this here show. They call it the Bob Rose Show. And you get your code word, and then you text and possibly win your tickets. Message and data rates apply. Tickets are on sale now at rockthecountry.com. So good luck. Make sure Monday you're right here.
That sounds so easy.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is that simple.
Gotta
it is that
it.
Easy.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That terrible accident in New York. Helicopter going down and... Greg, you saw the video. Like, this thing was, like, falling apart before it even hit the water, right?
Yeah, you lost, the main rotator blade. Mm-hmm. It was separate. The whole tail was separate. So, basically, you had the body of the helicopter itself falling by itself, and then the other parts falling into the water.
Yeah. I mean, the CEO of the company said that, it was coming back for refueling. It had been on several runs, so to speak. And The regular folks will be, doing a full investigation, national transportation, et cetera, et cetera. Six people, including a pilot, two adults, three children, were killed after a tour helicopter crashed into the Hudson River, Jersey City, New Jersey. This happened yesterday afternoon, and it's a Spanish family, Siemens executive Agustin Escobar and his wife, their three kids. The pilot's identity, I don't have it here. It hasn't been released, and maybe it has since then. But Siemens now is a huge global company.
Oh, yeah.
And they're German, but they're headquartered in Spain. So, and Escobar's been with the company for like 27 years, and he's the global CEO of rail infrastructure at Siemens Mobility. And it's just awful, tragic, sad thing. Can you imagine the whole family, like... perishing, and you're having a great time. You're doing the tourist, once in a lifetime opportunity. They're from Spain. They're visiting the America. Hey, let's see the beautiful New York from the sky. You know, helicopters. They're just
they're amazing machines, but at the end of the day, they're mechanical machines and things break. So, yeah.
And they don't have, you know, the same kind of capacities that, you know, a plane has to at least glide a little bit.
Yeah.
But now it's, hearts and prayers go out to that family, the pilot's family, all that.
Oh, yeah.
For sure. All right. What else do we have going on? They're monkeying around on the border again. Yeah. What's this all about? Border Patrol agents at the Texas-Mexico border made a couple interesting finds. They were searching for vehicles last weekend. It resulted in the arrest of three people. Now, these were two separate incidents. A 20-year-old man and a 21-year-old woman, both U.S. citizens. Huh? Yeah, they were crossing into the U.S., and their vehicle was flagged. You know, Border Patrol wanted to take a closer look. Upon investigation, officials discovered a spider monkey stowed inside a backpack in the vehicle.
Sneaky, sneaky.
Yeah.
That monkey was so sneaky. Trying to get across the border.
But he knew he was going to get busted. You know why?
How's that?
Because he utilized his spidey sense. Get it? Yeah. Spider monkey,
yeah,
get it?
Yeah, we get it. It's Friday, friends.
The two individuals were taken into custody. The monkey transported to Gladys Porter Zoo in Brownsville. The Convention on International Trade in Endangered Species of Wild Fauna and Flora protects certain types of monkeys, and their importation is regulated by CDC. Yeah, because they could carry disease. Monkeys, in fact, are not permitted to be imported as pets. When I was a little boy, I wanted a chimpanzee so bad. So bad. A real one.
Right.
I mean, you know, it probably turned out a lot better that I got my little, you know, chimp toy.
Yes.
Chester O'Chimp, who I still have.
You've never mentioned him before,
Chester O'Chimp, doodly-doodly-dum.
I don't think
he was an Irish. Irish monkey.
Unfortunately, I was too young to remember it, but we did have, we had a chimpanzee at some point, Capuchin, the little organ grinder monkey.
Uh-huh.
My birth father actually imported animals. Who knows how legal they were? I don't know. So we had everything from come through our house. I'm sure my mom loved it. Spitting cobras, snakes, bears, big cats. At one point, she had to go next door to get the young guy next door to. The bear was kind of hung up in the tree and was young. You know, I had to get, help get the bear out of the tree.
Wow. Were you afraid of any of these things?
I don't remember.
I was too little. Yeah.
But, you know, the monkeys, they would, you know, put diapers on them and dress them up in clothes. And,
oh, my gosh. Yeah. That's what I wanted to do.
Yeah, that's why I thought of that when you said that.
And then later on in life, you realize a chimpanzee literally can rip a man's arm off.
And your face, like, which they've done. Yeah.
Okay, maybe that's not a great pet.
Mm-hmm.
And another stop, Border Patrol, 73 pounds of cocaine.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
This was stashed inside a man's Ford Explorer. Authorities estimate the alleged narcotics have a street value of approximately $980,000.
That's a lot.
Somebody going to be in a little bit of trouble with their boss.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not good for that person.
No.
Well, you shouldn't be doing those kinds of things.
Nope.
And there's other border issues. We will definitely talk about those. And, of course, the elephant in the room. The T word. Tariff.
That has been in the news, hasn't it?
You're not going to win the game show today. You've done so well in the past.
Yeah, I know.
All right, folks, it's going to be a great weekend. We're here to kick it off. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here as well. And don't forget, the Bob Rose Show podcast available wherever you normally download your podcast, or you can use the Audacy app, AUDACY. Click on subscribe. You'll never miss a minute of the show. 97.3, The Sky. Good morning, 6:20 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Top stories, the awful helicopter crash that killed a family and the pilot in New York. This guy was high up, an executive with Siemens, and they're from Spain. And it's just a terrible tragedy, and they'll have to look into this because the helicopter appeared to basically almost fall apart before it actually, hit the water in New York, just off of Jersey City, New Jersey. So that's one of your top stories. On a more positive note, of course, tomorrow, time for the Orange and Blue game, a regular spring get-together that we have at the University of Florida, and play a little offense against a little bit of defense, and it's always a good time. It's going to be even bigger and more special since we have a national championship Gator basketball team. It's going to be part of the celebration. So 11 a.m., things are going to kind of kick off. The actual game kickoff time, though, will be around 1 p.m. Then you got round two of the Masters going on. Justin Rose, 7-under 65. He's leading by 3 strokes. And Rock the Country tickets were given away on Monday. So, you know, listen for your chance to win. It'll be a text to win thing. Who is it?
Crazy Crockett.
Yeah, remember her, Crazy Crockett? She says something stupid pretty much every day.
Oh, yeah.
That's why she gets her own song. Crazy Crockett, otherwise known as Jasmine Crockett, the Democrat congresswoman out of Texas. Here's what she says now. When we start to talk about these tariffs are not limited to any one type of people. Okay. It's not limited to Democrats, Republicans, or independents. It's not limited to urban or rural. We know for a fact, as we look back, just as the last administration, what it did to the soybean farmers, right? We ultimately had to end up having to give them money to supplant the fact that they lost so much money. Well, once again, that was great strategery that President Trump used to fix some of the trade imbalances that were there. And yes, he gave some of that tariff money that clearly was collected to help some of the farmers out, the ones that did actually, you know, take a loss. So, yeah, I mean, he tried to make them whole, but the strategy that he employed was effective, and it'll be effective again. She said, like, we have no one questioning his mental acuity or fitness
nobody's questioning it.
And she says, and that it is beyond wild to me, and hence the name, you know, Crazy Crockett, king of the wild lefty lying frontier.
No, wait a minute. We had 4 years of Joe Biden,
mm-hmm.
and somehow they didn't notice anything there.
She did turn a phrase pretty effectively.
Uh-huh.
She said, the fact that they sat around called Joe Biden sleepy Joe Biden, at least you could sleep at night because you didn't have to worry about your 401k disappearing. So I thought that was a good little turn there. But, yeah, she is...
She's crazy.
She's our buddy.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Crazy Crockett.
Yep.
King of the wild frontier. And I think I have another silly story involving her that'll be coming. Yeah.
2 in 1 day, Bob. That's just crazy.
Well, you know, she kind of kicked it off
with
crazy, meaning, well, just put aside the fact that she might not be completely balanced.
Uh-huh.
But this is part of the new phrase of the left. This is their new hit in coming after Trump. It's their new talking point. And you know how they do it with talking points.
Yep.
All the Dems will repeat it, and so will all the talk. If you hear any talking head on any network do that, my advice is don't ever listen to another word they say, because you clearly know that they have an agenda, and that is Trump is insane.
They got the email. It's all on the same page.
They're
all going to say it all weekend long.
Yes. That's what they're going after. Mm-hmm. Let's question his ability. Which, again, it's beyond mystifying why they would choose that, of all things, after lying and covering up and defending a man who clearly... His mental acuity had slipped significantly. And it's all coming out now. You know, books are being written. Nancy Pelosi knew a long time ago, and yet she tried to cover for him and all these things.
He thought dead people were alive. He got lost on stage. I mean, you name it.
Well, it was everything that we knew it was. Everything that we thought it was true. So the stuff coming out now... You know, it just solidifies what we really already thought and knew. And so is that even news? Do you think there's people that vote Democrat that go, well, I mean, yeah, they had to kind of cover for him or whatever. Uh-huh. I mean, how do you make excuses for that? And then, not just that, but then turn right around and try to question the mental acuity of the person who's in the White House now, who runs circles around intelligent people every day, let alone running circles around Joe Biden.
These people.
Yeah. Mm. So, yeah, that's the new one. This Anna Navarro told her co-host on The View that President Trump should be in a padded room.
Wow.
Yeah, playing with his drool.
Oh, my goodness. These people are crazy.
Well, and they can get away with anything they say.
Surely.
Nobody questions them, at least directly. I mean,
right.
We talk about it the next day and go, yeah, can you believe this? Beyond even like brainwashing. It's ridiculous. And all anybody has to do is, well, why don't you find out for yourself and judge for yourself like we did with Biden mm-hmm. and his abilities? Why don't you tune in when Donald Trump is answering questions, many of them off the cuff from the media in general, mm-hmm. but like he had a meeting yesterday and he had all his major players around and you could see for yourself. You might not agree with some of the policies, the things he's doing or saying, but to then turn it into that he's crazy or he should be in a padded room or he needs to be playing with his own drool. I mean, they don't have credibility. So I guess at this point, since most of us know they're all a bunch of lying sack of potatoes, I guess they're like, well, we'll just keep lying because, well, the truth's not going to help them.
Right.
I guess. I don't know what the thought process is behind it. I guess it's let's throw everything at the wall and see if something actually sticks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hey, there is good news. The tariffs may be creating a situation where we're actually going to maybe produce some pharmaceuticals here in this country like we should. Details on a major, major investment. That's coming up next on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Happy, happy Friday. 97.3 The Sky. It's another day in paradise. It is Friday. Happy, happy, my friends. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And the tariffs are paying off. Yep. Marsha Blackburn, the senator from Tennessee, said we already have 70 countries coming to negotiate. And that is awesome, of course. And listen to this. Pharmaceutical company Novartis, they're a Swiss pharmaceutical company. They announced plans to build 7 facilities in the United States and expand others in a $23 billion investment over 5 years on the heels of Trump's announcement of forthcoming tariffs on imported drugs.
Nice.
This is what he wanted. And those facilities are going to be staffed with American workers, providing jobs. This is awesome. And the very important supply chain weakness that we experienced firsthand when COVID broke out. And realized, what? Did you say 90% of our pharmaceuticals are coming from China?
Yeah.
Like, what?
Mm-hmm.
So, Trump has got the courage to address this like other presidents have not. Look, we hired a guy, so to speak, voted for him, that was going to shake things up. And when you shake things up, people don't like change. Especially people who have been sucking on the gravy train, man.
Uh-huh.
So they're hating it.
Yeah.
Of course they're hating it. But he's doing the right thing for the right reasons and for the American people. And it is going to make us a better country that can take care of itself in a better way should supply chains and other issues come up again. We've got to be able to produce things in our own nation. And we're going to be able to because of Trump and his dramatic approach to the tariffs. Look, you've got 70 countries that are coming to negotiate. So yes, he gave them a break, 90 days. hey, let's work something out, hopefully within the period of 90 days. And it'll be better than, you know, what was going to be placed upon you. And we do hold the cards. We hold a powerful position. We are the largest consumers on the planet. We're not the largest exporters anymore, though. Not by a long shot. In fact, China, their manufacturing, they produce more than us and England and a couple of other countries combined.
Wow.
Yeah, things have changed since the 1950s in America, for sure. But we're going to get back to where we need to be. We're going to have everything produced here all the time? Probably not. But we're at least, should supply chain issues and other things come up, at least be able to, you know, get through it, get through whatever it may be. We'll be able to get through it. And pharmaceuticals clearly is an important part of that. And the Swiss company revealed this major investment in a recent press release. This enables Novartis to expand on its current manufacturing, research, and technology presence across the country. That will give them 10 facilities. That includes 7 brand new ones, creating nearly 1,000 new jobs and approximately 4,000 additional U.S. jobs. Yep. So, again, this is great news. Did the lefty media get this press release? Well, of course they did. Are they going to go on the air with it? Are they going to talk about it? No. No, they're not going to. They're going to take everything that they can that's a negative and promote that. The other day, I saw a soybean farmer from somewhere in the Midwest saying, oh, yeah, I voted for Trump, and I thought it was going to be great, and no, he's, well, our family's going to starve to death, basically. Mm. Yeah. And so that is your lefty news media. That was on CNN. So what they're doing is they hunt down these anecdotal stories.
Yep.
You know, the outliers, those that, and by the way, how can you do stories about how bad things are going to be mm-hmm. when not much has really changed yet?
No, not
felt
really.
Anything.
No.
So all you're doing is, oh, it's going to be bad. It's going to be bad. You don't know that. Now, look, when it comes to China, yeah, there's going to be disruptions. And but we're still going back and forth. China increases tariffs on U.S. imports to 125% from 84%. And I told you that. I joked about it yesterday, but I knew it would keep going and progressing at least for a little while. I said, you know, Trump's going to do the double infinity tariff. Uh-huh.
That's huge.
That's it. Yep. And yeah, and he's going to say, and that's it. Yeah, and he's going to cover his ears. But we export 11% of our GDP, you know, 11%. But let's see, I think China is like 38%.
Wow.
If they don't have the ability to export and they don't want to play fair with us in the U.S., we're their biggest customer. They're literally shooting themselves in the foot. And so this Trump is doing this from a position of power. Now, I saw another story. It was from somebody high up at Amazon saying, oh, you know, hey, the days of the cheap stuff coming to your, you know, doorstep maybe over. And I thought, yeah, you know what? Maybe it's not a good thing that we're buying this extremely cheap stuff from China. We're supporting a communist regime, and they're either paying extremely low wages or basically enslaving people. And we shouldn't feel good about that. Oh, it's nice to get a good deal, but at what cost? No production here in America, no jobs here in America. And it's not like China is treating the workers well, at least not in most of your manufacturing and related industries. They're putting all their money into building their military up, building their navy up.
Gee, why would they feel the need to do that? Wonder what their plans are there, Bob.
I don't know, but they're not afraid of playing the scorched earth game, and that's very dangerous.
Uh-huh.
All right. We've got a lot of positive stuff coming your way. In fact, I'll tell you how you could have a chance to win tickets for Rock the Country. I'll share that with you in the next segment right here on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and so is The Weeknd. 97.3 The Sky. Friday, baby. Here we are. Good morning and welcome. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And what do we got? 6:50, 10 minutes till 7 o'clock. Got the Orange and Blue game going on tomorrow. Festivities start around 11, and the game kickoff is at 1 p.m. Expect large crowds. I think they drew 48,000 last year.
Wow.
And that was without a championship basketball team that's, you know, going to come out and visit. So it's going to be big. Be prepared for it. Second round of the Masters kicks off today. Augusta. You got Justin Rose, my old cuz from... across the big pond, under 65. He's got three-shot lead. But, of course, it's very early. Anything can happen.
Yeah, that's true.
And then, coming to Ocala, Rock the Country, that's May 9th and 10th. And that's going to be huge. Kid Rock, Hank Jr., Nickelback, Tracy Lawrence. And we've got your tickets. Yep, Rock the Country, a festival for we the people, 97.3 The Sky. We'll have your free tickets Monday morning. So listen up. On the Monday morning Bob Rose Show, and we'll give you a code word, and then you'll have an opportunity to text and win your tickets. Message and data rates may apply. Tickets are on sale now at rockthecountry.com.
And that is Mother's Day weekend. Would that be cool? Tell Mama you're going to go take her to see Hank Jr. or something. I'm just saying.
I could see that being a great time.
One of those may be her favorite.
Get the whole family together.
Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
Take Mom out. Take her out to a great show.
Yeah, that way, see, you're not competing like with the mothers. Like, what do we do? It's Monday.
Uh-huh. Well, my family took me to go do this.
So oh, yeah.
Take that.
That's going to blow away the flowers or the chocolate or the brunch or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just saying.
Yeah. Just a thought.
All right. Saying is you're taking your mom to the Kid Rock Hank Jr. show.
Yes.
Just as long as she knows that, you know, Kid Rock might use some colorful language. And when I say colorful, I mean beyond red, white, and blue, which he uses plenty of that.
Yeah.
But there's some other that are more blue than anything.
Really
else.
Blue. Yeah, he's probably not her favorite.
But I think what he stands for overall, I think she's on board with that.
Oh, yeah, big time.
But, yeah, he's, look, it's rock and roll.
Yeah.
And push the boundaries and Speaking of boundaries, we're having problems? Mexico? What's going on now?
Oh, my.
Not the border? Texas Public Safety Department, Lieutenant Chris Olivares, talking about the deportation plan. That was one thing that was going on. But President Donald Trump threatening to impose tariffs and possibly sanctions against Mexico. This time, it has to do with water.
We're not supposed to drink the water.
Give me some water.
What's the deal?
Well, apparently, it's alleged that on the Mexican side, they're robbing South Texas farmers from Rio Grande water that actually was promised under a treaty that goes all the way back to 1944.
Ooh.
Yes.
Okay.
In a Truth Social post yesterday, Trump proclaimed that Mexico owes Texas 1.3 million acre feet of water. I don't know how you pay that back. Mm. How big would that hose have to be?
Huge.
He said, but look, Mexico is violating their obligation. This is very unfair. It's hurting South Texas farmers very badly. Last year, the only sugar mill in Texas closed because Mexico has been stealing the water from the Texas farmers. Ted Cruz has been leading the fight to get South Texas the water it's owed, but Sleepy Joe, at the time, he refused to lift a finger to help the farmers. Well, that is ending now, Trump continued, saying he'll make sure that Mexico does not violate treaties with the U.S. and hurt farmers in Texas. He threatened sanctions and tariffs if they fail to comply with this water treaty. Just last month, I halted water shipments to Tijuana until Mexico complies with the treaty. My ag secretary, Brooke Rollins, is standing up for Texas farmers and will keep escalating the consequences, including tariffs and maybe even sanctions, until Mexico honors the treaty, in all caps, which the president has used before. Mm-hmm. Give Texas the water they're owed. Yeah.
Simple enough.
Many a battle had been fought over water.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Who controls the water? The thing is, you've got to learn to share.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I don't know, like, the intricacies of how you, you know, you steal water. I guess it depends where you're at on the Rio Grande, what the flow rate is and all that. But apparently, they're not playing fair. And what's this president? You talk about all these lefties and their so-called, you know, social justice. We're going to make everything fair, which they've done everything and this is a guy who actually is, you know, fighting for fairness. So, all right. The worldwide ripple effects from Trump's tariffs have been so widespread that one analyst says some in the business world fear the issue may go beyond Trump simply taking a political stand. Thomas Lee, managing partner of the head research at Fundstrat Global Advisors, sent a memo Wednesday that painted a picture of the fallout from the president's trade war. Lee wrote that he had many conversations with macro fund managers who are expressing concern that those in the White House aren't acting rationally, and they worry tariffs go beyond politics and policy. Some even fear that this may not even be ideology. A few have quietly wondered if the president
might be
insane.
See? There you go.
Told you it was going to be a talking point, and it already is. So,
wow.
Yep.
Amazing.
Trump is cuckoo. Trump is crazy. That's the new mantra of the left. And remember what I've told you now for quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
They call you what they are. Thanks, Karl Marx.
Yeah.
Plenty more to come in the next hour. Hour number two of the Bob Rose Show next.